And the episode starts right
now.
Now.
Welcome back to each other's mothers.
You fake ass
divorce
bitch.
Divorce and despair.
Hey.
Britney Spears.
BS.
And me.
And
I just
you. You crawled, are truly divorced and despaired.
I just crawled out of my hole.
What did you buy yourself for a divorce gift?
Oh, a good bottle of wine.
And a bucket hat that says
and
chill.
And a bucket hat that says chill.
I put the chill in pill.
I put the chill in pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dill, because I love a good dill pickle.
We know.
Today's going to be a long episode, guys.
I know.
Because...
Long and hardy.
It really pulled... I had to pull...
Just like your dick.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Long and hardy. That's
and
not the
your
first
new
time
hair. The bitch got new hair. We're not even taping.
I know.
We're
I
not
have
even filming
like,
this
beautiful
week.
Cranberry.
Cranberry.
It's giving fall.
It's giving pomegranate over...
Pomegranate? Well,
yeah,
that's a new one.
It's giving eggplant.
I love my
it's
new
giving eggplant emoji.
You know what? That's what I was at a set when I was asking her with the color. I was like, hmm. And I don't want to send like a cranberry or a cherry. That's not what I want.
Right.
So
exactly.
Sorry, our live studio audience is really fucking loud.
Our live studio audience is high, is what's happening.
Say hi, D.
Hey.
Hey, gay.
Double D's in the corner.
We're over here.
I just got back from New York.
Yeah,
so
let's talk about it.
I can't stop talking like that.
Let's talk about it.
New York.
What are you, a bacon, egg, and cheese girl now?
I'm a schmitz and a bagel and a...
A schmitz? The fuck is that?
That's what, like schmutz, like what...
Schmutz.
Like a little schmear of something is what the Jews say.
I'm
they say schmut. A little schmut on your face.
Yeah, I do. I don't even know.
You really do.
What's on my fucking face, bitch?
Gotcha.
I got two glasses of wine.
New York was fine. New York was New York-y. It was fucking big and bright and, you know, you stay up late and it's the city that never sleeps, even though I slept.
You definitely
turns
did
out
sleep.
I'm 33. You know, newsflash.
You're seeing Connie. Connie's like, what are you doing? Like, the night just started. It's like 6:30 a.m. You're
right.
Like, oh.
I'm like, we've been drinking since noon.
Yeah.
It's time
it's
for me to go
world.
Betty Bye.
It's like
it really
Miami.
Is. The pizza was good. The comedy was great. I saw like 2 seconds of comedy, but it was
pizza
a, it
was good.
A decent
comedy was
time.
Great.
You know what was the best part of the trip this time around was going to the ocean.
Oh.
I've gone to the ocean in Jersey, but I've never been to the ocean in New York.
Okay, people are really going to come for me for this, but isn't like everyone who lives in New York ends up living in Jersey or something? Like Wendy Williams
eventually
would have her studio in New York, but she lived in Jersey. But it's like it's only 15 miles away.
Yeah.
So it's like
because you get like actual space to breathe.
They need that.
I mean, imagine people are sharing bedrooms, and their bedrooms are the living room.
My friend is one of them.
I know. Ain't crazy.
She really thugs it out, and I tell her, I'm like,
just went out. Everyone out there has a dream.
It's like, why do we all want to go to these like towns, these cities and towns? Like, I want to go to LA so bad. And it's like, why? I mean, I know why, but like, why? There's so many people
Honey,
there.
Your depression's showing.
Really popped out
Public
today.
Displays of depression is what's happening right now.
You're right. You got two
You
want
to go because you have a dream. You have a dream and a goal.
I have a dream.
And a goal. And a goal and a gut.
And a gut.
That's right. That's why people go.
Yeah, true.
I personally couldn't do the New York thing, but I could definitely do the LA thing.
I want to do New York so bad, but then I realize that it's still Midwest and it's going to end up snowing and I'm probably going to hate my fucking life there too. So
these are facts.
Right? See the gasp in the corner.
The mental health, the decline of mental health and the winter never leaves you if you move to those cities.
Well, what did you do besides watch comedy and...
I can feel the vibration. By the way, we got a mini fridge up here.
You feel the vibration of
Stella's fucking strong ass brought it all the way up the stairs.
I really did. I don't even know how I did it. You know, like you said, did we get a dream? We got a purpose.
Spite for me, the rage that you felt because I yelled at you.
And she's like, oh, wait, I actually wanted to clean it. Let's put it back downstairs. I'm like, I didn't even respond. I'm like, no.
I didn't say let's put it back downstairs.
No, but I thought you were insinuating that. I was
no,
like, I'm
absolutely
not putting
not.
It back
I would
downstairs.
Never do that.
Like, you got me fucked up.
I mean,
up.
I know I'm awful, but I'm not double awful.
No, you're not double awful.
Just one awful.
Just one awful. Yeah. We all are.
Lowercase A. Not
lowercase
capital
A, never capital. Is there anybody who can relate to this? Because this is something that like I've always done for like
I'm so excited to hear what you have to say. I turned off my caps.
Oh, me too. Texting.
Actually,
I feel like you're a
the
weirdo.
The ghost that lives in our house turned mine off because I didn't do it. Somebody did it.
Oh, I don't know who did, but I love that. That's like my favorite. That's like if I see someone who texts me or I talk to someone new and they're typing in capitals and period and capital, I'm like, first of all, good for you for being educated. Second of all,
you're like a college degree.
A college degree. Never heard of her.
Literally.
Second of all,
give me a line cut with a cool face tattoo.
When you got the lowercase letters in your thing, when you don't have a capital letter,
that's how you know they're cool.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, wow, this one's for the streets.
Yeah.
For the streets, like, and my sheets.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, imagine getting a bunch of like
low standard have an ass bitch. But that's okay. I think you're supposed to have low standards before you're 25.
My standards have been completely low by every man who's completely ruined them. I don't even, at this point, I'm going back to my old Stella ways. We're not banging anybody. We're being celibate. Period. I'm eating a ton of food. I'm
gotta fill that mouth somehow.
And I'm enjoying my life.
Praise be he.
Well, yeah, lowercase a to that.
Yeah. I'm going to become a Christian, I think.
You're shaving your head and becoming a Christian.
That's right. I'm going on strike.
I knew this day would come. Let me take a sip of wine real quick.
No more they thems.
Oh, okay, Jeffree Star.
You know me.
She's like, I don't believe in that.
Your wine bottle is insane.
Isn't that pretty cool?
It looks like the fancy water. The water comes in. It does come like Ciroc.
The fancy Voss water.
Had a baby.
It'd be that bottle of wine. It's an award-winning wine. $12.
Wow.
I don't know if it's called Yoga or Voga.
Look at you.
I saw Yoga. So I said, in the cart you go, babe.
You're me doing my yoga. I'm such a yogi now. My shaman would be so proud.
Oh my God. Priscilla, if you're listening, I'm drinking my wine, doing my yoga, and
so stretched out.
Reading actually our old topic list. I didn't change on the sign with your name on it right now. So that's fun and fresh. But yeah, that bottle of wine is pretty cool. I'm going to become a wino. I already am one, but like a more severe wino in like the best way possible. Yes. Not like my mother.
Well, you know, next generation, bigger and better.
Breaking the chain, making it better.
Yeah.
I'm
going to drink as many bottles of wine, but I'm going to recycle them.
But I'm going to recycle them. Yeah. Now. I really learned how to recycle my mother. Living in this house.
Yeah. Because my ass is like, what the fuck?
I'll throw a top of a cat food away, like a little tin, and she'll pull out of the trash and be like, recycling. That's and I'm right. like, oh.
Yeah, I do find that. I'm never gonna get married. It's gonna be great.
Neither is Britney Spears. Let's talk about it. She's getting divorced. She's living her.
She's been married.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but more times than either one of us
have. I don't believe
that
they were married. She literally said, "Let's talk about this."
I have such a theory.
She's going back to talk to Jamie, her dad. She wants to build
Jamie's
a relationship.
Jamie's her dad. I thought Jamie was her sister.
Same thing.
Okay.
No, you know from the country Jamie how
Lynn.
That goes.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie
right.
Lynn. Jamie.
Jamie Lynn.
We're all fucking okay.
You're my sister. You're my sister.
You're my sister. You're my sister. Just say it three times. Who came on? Did someone come on the podcast?
And said I fucked my sister?
No, that they dated a guy.
Randy
Priscilla.
Savage.
No, Priscilla, our last person. Yeah, Randy. Fuck yeah, it was.
Priscilla, yes.
Talk about how her ex-boyfriend would sleep with his sister in the bed. Like that. Like, remember she had that weird, like,
how weird
their relationship was.
Oh my God, I forgot about that story.
And they would, like, cuddle and everything. And she'd be like, what the f-? And she would kick.
The sister was jealous of Priscilla because Priscilla was dating her brother.
Yes. Yeah. And she would have to kick the sister out of the bed.
Yeah.
Because it was weird. And I don't blame her.
Yeah. She'd be like, tap her on the shoulder.
But that's how I feel Britney Spears is right now.
Go into your room.
She's hanging out with her gay guys. She's like, love my gay boys.
She has gay boyfriends.
She has gay boyfriends. Sure. Wow. She's paying for Sam.
She has gay boyfriends and they let all of this happen to her? I don't believe it.
They're not real. They're not real friends.
Fake friends. AI.
They're all AI
gay boys. That's...
They're like, okay, hold the dummy up like right. this. Crop her face onto it. I think it's her now. She's been out and about. She's been getting coffee.
Out and about?
She's been out and about. Good for her.
The paparazzi's taking photos of her and shit already?
Yeah, she's again, in her little Mercedes. She's paying for Sam's, her ex-husband now, $10,000 a month apartment. He's about to blow up and start his acting career.
I swear to God, this was his plan all along.
We all knew it.
You can go back and read the receipts of each other's mothers. I said this shit off rip. Episode whatever.
Not us, like, Marissa, 10, find like 11 it. Episodes, like, talking about how we were like, I love them together.
I so never said that.
I don't think I did either. I always knew
he was a little fucking gold digging son of a gun.
I think he was
his intentions were not pure.
He was put there to like watch her, I think. He's like her babysitter. And Jamie Lynn's, he's like, I'm done. He's like, take the check. You can't deal with this bitch anymore. She's trying to kill me in my sleep.
Somebody told me that he was one of her backup dancers. Is that true?
He was on stage one time. He got pulled up on stage, and that's how they met. She was doing like
from the crowd.
Think about like how Jan Jackson, they all pull someone up and they sit them in a chair and tie them up and they dance all over them their hair in
their
face.
They all stole that move from Madonna, but that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's arguable. We'll get that. Well, yeah, they did. Yeah,
they sure did.
Mm-hmm. But,
so they pulled a man out of the audience. Like, he was there as a fan to watch Whitney.
Oh, Lord.
Wrong bitch. Oh. Same issues.
Britney.
To watch Britney perform.
Yes.
Damn.
And then she's like, oh, she's hot. She's like,
let me get your number.
Britney Spears is like, loves.
All fucking coked out.
She's all coked out and she loves like those big buff gay looking dudes.
I think he's gay.
He probably is gay.
He was in the audience.
That's why her gay friends didn't help her out. They're like, oh, he's hot. Like, keep him, girl.
They were
like,
all fucking passing him around.
They were.
Yeah, passing around that sausage. That's what I'm saying.
Fun fact, men that look like, they're gay are pretty much probably going to be gay. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that pretty men exist that are straight anymore because straight men are disgusting.
Well, I don't think that straight men exist at all anymore.
I don't either.
Not in my world.
But like that look like that, that are just so like chiseled, put together, hair, the coif is coiffing, the body's bodying, and 100%. The gay is gaying, and you just know it.
Yes.
And these women pick these men, they're like, I want these like fucking Versace looking model bitches.
Right.
But they end up being a fag.
Yeah, you want a straight man with a working penis. That motherfucker.
You want a straight man with a working penis? Quote that, ladies. That motherfucker
chews tobacco, you know? And he loves baseball.
Who did?
I'm saying if you're actually looking for a straight man these days, that's who you
are. He has to love baseball.
You know what I mean? He's got a wide variety of flannel. I don't believe that they're
straight either. Like, the one guy I'm talking to loves football. And he's like, let's go to a Lions game. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I was going to say, clearly I'm joking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just out here trying to get fucking canceled because I'm like, no.
You like strive. That's what, like, you like strive to get canceled. You're like, I want to get canceled. No,
well, if by strive you mean just wake up and exist and breathe air. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Has everyone seen Donald Trump's mugshot?
Develop a fucking have you seen opinion. It? Everyone's seen it. The entire world.
When they
world
steal your vape
it.
At the bar.
The memes are all over. When they steal your vape at the bar. Guilty as charged.
That's literally me, though. I don't even know why he's in jail.
I love Donald Trump.
Why is... Oh.
I love him so much.
I want him, like... I want her to, like, quote that and repeat it five times.
He's just so funny. Like, how hilarious. You're, like, a blown-up fucking meme in 2.5 seconds.
On his merchandise. It's a hoodie. I'll buy you one now.
Oh, please.
I'll make you a Donald Trump mugshot hoodie, and you can wear it to work.
I can't wait.
And all the little Inferndale people are going to be like, oh, my God.
Adios mio.
Adios mio.
Like, Hispanics for Trump. Here we are.
Put the potato taco back in the fryer. I'm talking about... All the vegans are going to hate you.
You think so?
I mean, they already hate me. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I have vegan friends.
You know what Northwest
I'm like
says?
That person that's like, I have black friends.
They're on the show and Rob's like, North, you didn't eat all your chicken nuggets. And she's like, I'm a partial pescatarian.
She's like, I'm not trying to be fat like you, Uncle Rob.
What? Yeah, literally.
Fucking fat ass.
That's what she said. She's like, fuck you, Chip.
Calls him an N-word.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God.
Hard
like,
R.
Those kids, she's like, I'm a partial pescatarian. When you're 9 years old, I never in my once life was like, I'm a partial pescatarian.
Well, like, yeah, but you were like, I'm a girl.
That's true. That is true.
What's more believable, honey?
Partial pescatarianism or transgenderism? Oh, it's
a great debate.
Oh, it's called a flexitarian.
What's a flexitarian?
Who the fuck is this? Oh.
Can you turn your phone off? No. Maybe? We're in the middle of something.
Dee texted me and I'm like, who's texting me? She's like, it's called a flexitarian. See, this is what we need right here. This in studio shit.
In studio right? Producer. In studio,
like, what are they called when they type
Googler?
In the, when they type in the court.
Like oh. Some shit. What?
Look
no,
it up.
What's
Dee,
the,
what do they call when they look up, type in the court?
A phonographer?
No.
You're fired.
It's a phonographer and a flexitarian.
You lasted for 1 second. And that's what she said. Hey-o. Yeah, okay, so, and then what? Who cares, right?
Oh,
is she okay?
What's it called? A pornographer?
That's right. Sonographer?
Stenographer, yeah.
Thank you. So much.
Oh my God, Tan Mom is running for Senate.
Who?
The Tan Mom. Have you seen her?
Oh my. Oh my skin cancer. Oh my Florida.
Oh my Florida.
Oh my.
Hello, Lake
Oh my
Calisoo.
God, look at her. She is running for what? Mayor? Senate?
I think so. One of them.
Okay, Miss Senator, with your shoulder tattoo.
She's like, take the taxing off tanning now.
This bitch is one cigarette away from having a fucking
She's
hole
like,
in her
that's
throat.
What Obama did.
This is insanity. Patricia Crenshiels.
Ain't that a name?
Ain't that a name? Ain't
I'm
that
voting
a bitch?
For Patricia Crenshiel. Sounds like a soup.
When I go vote, I do the bad thing where I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
When you vote, you do the bad thing like you vote for Trump because you're an asshole.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Johanna definitely voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not because she wanted to, because she thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
That's exactly
Tax
what.
The poor.
And the motherfucker
the poor.
Didn't even win.
Build that wall.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get this.
Hey, well, we're going to win. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning 2024. We've already said it.
Who else? What else is going on?
I can't
on?
Wait to celebrate. I'm going to get a little pinata. I'm going to get a Joe Biden pinata.
They're going to... They're a little... Oh, my gosh. I don't even like Joe... I don't like Donald Trump, and I don't even
Guns
like Joe Biden at this point.
Huh?
I don't like Joe Biden at this point. I don't even like Donald
Who
Trump at this
does?
Point. I like neither of them. I think they're both stupid. Honestly...
I don't like any men that are Caucasian.
Men in power. When the fuck are they going to put a woman in power? Sweden has women in power. We talked about this... God damn it, we talk about this. We need, in the United States, and a lot of
Go
people
up,
are going to disagree,
sis.
We need a woman in power. This is ridiculous. You have these.
It's never going to happen.
You have a fucking half
it's
dead
never gonna
man
happen.
Running for president right
they
now.
Put,
who is
they,
in presidency
they gave,
right now.
They gave the vice presidency to Kamala Harris.
And then you have a hot Cheeto
and then they hit
that's
her
going to jail that was our president. What the fuck is going on? What in the...
It's called America, honey. The best reality
it's
TV show on
the
planet.
Up.
You know what? It's all going to be underwater in about 5 years.
The ocean's
pissed.
I
think we should just enjoy our reality TV television that is the United
Hawaii,
States government.
California.
Hawaii. I never heard of her.
Yeah. Well, we're not going too much soon if people keep going there and fucking shit up. That's we're not going to have a Hawaii. We're not going to have a California. We're not going to have a Florida because stupid white people... Quote this, and God, I wish we were on camera. Stupid white people are ruining the world.
Yeah, period.
Throw a dash
this
of...
This has been happening for centuries. Did you just wake up?
Throw a dash
Did
of
you...
pepper in there, too, if you want to make it equal.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's bullshit. And I'm sick of this. There's things that I cannot have experienced yet, being a dumb 24-year-old, that I want to experience. And I'm probably, if I don't do it soon, not going to experience it because of stupid people.
Exactly.
And Hawaii is one of them. They got fucking shit burning down, stupid Republicans ruining it, pushing the Hawaiians out.
Hawaii's out here looking like a burnt marshmallow.
And yeah, and so
where are we gonna vacation now?
Yeah, in California.
Where are we gonna appropriate
like,
culture?
Oh, we're gonna go to LA and we're gonna be the best people in LA. And guess what?
No, we're not.
Not Hillary Clinton. Lake, what is it? Hurricane Hillary?
Hurricane Hillary Clinton.
Hurricane
yes.
fucking Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. The
That's
hurricane
what's
has
happening.
A terrible haircut.
And now we're not going to have
a cheating
it.
Husband.
Terrible haircut or a cheating husband?
She has both.
God, she's fucked.
Where's Hurricane Monica when you need her?
Yeah, right?
Honestly.
Oh, who? Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, Hurricane Monica.
Monica Lewinsky.
Did you say Hanukkah Lewinsky?
Hanukkah Lewinsky.
Now I know what my drag queen name is. Thank you so much. Hanukkah Lewinsky. Hanukkah Lewinsky is going to be my drag race.
You're going to shave your head and call yourself Hanukkah?
100%.
No, I'm going to give you a little mini Hanukkah. Is it harmonica? Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah Madranda.
Hanukkah.
They call me Hani for short.
Hanukkah Madranda. Get the fuck out.
They call me Hani. I'm going to be like, not like the rap, like the girl.
I was going to say, I know what a Hani is.
I'm sure you do, hon. I'm sure you do, Hani.
I've had a Hani a couple times, Hani. What else is happening in the world?
Besides it burning down and being underwater, not sure.
What? Oh. What, Johanna?
Sounds like you're like a third grader in a spelling bee, and you're like, can I?
They're like, spell.
Can I buy a vowel?
Like, spell uterus. I'm like, U, T.
Give me one.
Give me one. That I'm gonna start doing.
U-T-R-U-S.
Can we talk about also, lately I've been realizing that men stare at my ass a lot. Yeah. Like they'll hate me from up close, but they'll love me from afar. And I've been doing this thing. Yes, I love to hit that. Thank you so much. They hate me up close. Like this
go
one.
Go on. I can't wait to hear this. Please, okay, just.
Love it. So what I've been doing, I've been getting paranoid because I look behind and I usually see guys staring at my ass. And I'm going to be honest, I have a nice ass. I got a nice ass.
You have a great ass. For a skinny legend, you have a booty.
I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I don't like it being like when I see a man like staring at, like, it makes me uncomfortable, which I think any woman, I don't know if that's
the case. Welcome to being a woman.
So
you chose to be here.
I did. I picked the side and I'm here to stay. So I'm changing it. And I said, this one guy tried opening the door for me the other day. And I said, nope. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah. There you go.
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You're trying to stare at my ass.
Yeah.
And I said, beat you to it.
And then you slapped him.
No, I turned around and hold the door. Dick. I held the door open for him and stared at his ass.
Hey.
And I'm like, how does it feel, Chad?
It's getting 2023, ass, Chad.
Getting your ass stared at all the time. So that's my new thing. Instead of men holding doors open for me staring at my ass, I'm gonna hold the door open for them and stare at their ass. And maybe this is what the problem is with trans women lately. And I don't know what it
what is the problem with trans women lately, Stella? Please tell me.
That's one right there. No, I don't even want to look.
I can list
like
at least
ass.
Two.
I don't.
Number one, they shouldn't exist. Number.
I've realized.
Number two, not right with God.
I realize that I'm probably gonna be a lesbian in like.
Oh my God! Yes.
In like 3 months.
Four months.
I want to give it to the end of the
Why
year.
Why 3 months?
I'm closing out men in the end of the year.
Okay. Well, 2024.
I'm going to throw. Oh,
2024, the year of Dyke. 2024, the year of Dyke.
Either I'm going to date a very mask lesbian that, like,
okay,
either wants to be a man or acts like a
How
man.
How mask?
We'll take them how we want to take them. Or I'll date like a pretty mass girl.
We talking like bald headed, but has big
no,
tits, wears baggy
it,
t-shirts.
Why did I like stereotype it? Like, no, I'm talking.
Because it's me.
It's gonna be you. We're not dating. And I'm not dating you.
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, don't act like disappointed because I just, no.
You're my daughter. It's disgusting.
Well, that's what Britney Spears
what are we,
and
Priscilla's
Jamie
boyfriend?
Said. Yeah. I only see my sister on Tuesdays.
Stella Lynn, get your ass in here and eat my coochie.
Have you heard that baby Lana Del Rey at the Waffle House? 3 platinum albums. Grammy nominated award winning Britney Spears. You know she's one of them little cousin fuckers, right?
That's her.
That's what's going to happen.
That's why she
We're
going to
start
ratting.
Seeing Britney Spears and Lana Del fucking Ray at the Waffle House.
Eating each other out. Putting syrup on the coochie.
She's like, Madonna didn't let me do this in the VMA performance.
That's right.
Remember that?
With I the, do. Oh, Chris, how could I forget?
You know, it was supposed to be J-Lo in there too. And Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Puffy was like, listen, well, bitch, you can say the N-word, but you can't go Dyke.
But you ain't eating Madonna's pussy. We'll leave that to Britney and Christina.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy's totally different than Puffy. Or what do they call him?
They call him Diddy now. Just Diddy.
Oh, Diddy. I'm like, Puffy.
Maybe he's just did.
You're like, just
maybe
did.
He's just don't.
Just don't. I would
you turn into don't.
I would not fuck Diddy. Diddy like doesn't even turn me on. Honestly, take that back. When I become a hotter trans girl than I am now.
In 3 months.
In like 3-4 months, yeah.
Correct.
Literally, I'm gonna get like the rapper status. That's my new goal. I'm starting to go to the strip clubs. I'm gonna put myself back out there. Cause I'm literally I'm not even kidding you. The only reason
did you say back to the strip clubs, you're gonna
back
go
to the
strip
club.
You already been on the pole.
I've been on the pole, not even in getting money without even being on paper, which is probably illegal. But we're not gonna talk about that.
No, so, never that.
I literally used to be like the most being younger, like 17. We'll say 17 to like probably like last year. I went to every after hours, the clubs. Like, I got mine, like, I went to all the little, like, DJ shit all the time. Like, I was that bitch before these bitches were bitching. And, like, yeah. I took a step back from that lifestyle because, like, yeah, I want to be sober because I felt like there was a point where I couldn't go there and not blow an eight ball. Mm-hmm. And real talk, if you've been in that environment, you already know it's just like very prevalent and people can hang, you know, either hang or go home. And I could hang. And now I feel like I have FOMO because I'm missing out, but not because I want to go and miss.
Do you actually have FOMO?
Yes, I do. Not FOMO of missing out, not doing drugs. FOMO of missing out and missing opportunities that got me to where I am now. Like, I wouldn't have been in Ferndale.
Where are you now?
I wouldn't have been out in Detroit and Ferndale probably if I didn't, like, put myself in the scene, meet people out here, make friends, get jobs out here, like, do stuff out here. That like,
I don't
it's
think the people that you meet at after hours are going to push you forward in your life.
No, not after hours. Don't think of it like, that was like an example of like people who go there, like, have a lot of money.
What you're saying is you want to be on this out. You want to be in the scene.
I want to back in the
scene
and make, money, but make money, not
well,
be on
2024
drugs.
Dyke Donald Trump year is right around the corner, and I think it's going to happen for you.
I don't
honey.
Want Dyke Donald Trump, and I don't want.
Why not? You just said you did 3-4 months.
Maybe I'll find a nice lesbian.
You keep saying that.
But I want like a hot lesbian. I want like a
who
Gabby,
doesn't?
If you're listening, like a Gabby Hemlock. No, like I don't want Gabby Hemlock, but I want like a Gabby Hemlock looking
esque
attitude type.
Yeah. Gabby's hot.
I take that. Yeah, I love her. Mm-hmm. I date her right now, but we're not going to go there.
Slide into the DMs.
No. You know, no, we're not talking about it on the pod.
Well, obviously not, but like, you know, not necessarily that person, but any person that
no,
might
I
look
need to
like
leave,
her.
I need to leave Detroit, which is so sad, and I don't want to leave Detroit, and I don't want to leave Michigan, but I'm realizing.
I don't think you need to worry about it. I think we have some plans on the horizon, and I think we're going to go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas! Let's go to Vegas. No, I would go. I would
move
to Vegas.
I'm not moving to Vegas.
Oh, I would move to Vegas.
I mean, I would go there and make a lot of money.
Our rent would. We could probably get our. We could walk the strip, look really hot one night, and get our rent probably paid for, and not do shit. I mean, let's be real. Let's be fucking for real.
You know I can't
I
do
it.
That.
Oh, I do it. No, like no strings attached. All those people out there are blowing money.
Obviously, no strings attached.
Shit.
But I just mean in general. I just don't think with my bald headed ass,
you wouldn't have to serve a table again in your life. Oh, wait, you're going to be bald. Fuck! God, Johanna, you have a big dream, baby. But I support the bald. I support the bald.
Thank you.
And some guys are going to be here for it.
I'm not after guys.
Rich white women. I don't know.
Ugh, you couldn't
need,
do it.
We both need to like get rid of all these fucking stupid edgy people and go for the bag.
The idea of, well... Yes to the first part.
See.
And going after the bag. But I just...
Edgy and the bag.
Think that I want to go to the bag, like, get the bag the, you know, old-fashioned way. Without giving any old-fashioned...
You always say that. You always say that, but I'm saying that, like...
I don't have it in me to fucking,
we
like,
need to.
Flirt
yes, you
for
do.
Money. No,
yes,
I
you
really
do.
Don't.
You flirt for money every day. You serve tables, bitch.
Do you want to literally...
We all flirt for money every day.
You're my table. Ready? Do you want to see how
I
approach
Johanna
a table?
Oh, God.
Here's some
maybe
water.
This is the problem.
Here's some problems.
This is the problem.
Here's some water. What else are you having to drink? And then they tell me.
Yeah, I have told this story before. And then I say,
do you want to start with some chips? And they're like, and then they go, we would love some chips.
Do you know?
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
What do you want to?
Oh my God, Johanna.
What do you want to dip them in?
What do you want to dip them in, this pussy? I mean, oh God, we're going to get demonetized so bad. One of these days.
Oh, we already are.
No one's going to work with us.
I'm working for us. I'm talking about like
one day Truly or White Claw or High Noon or someone's going to be like, we're going to sponsor you. And they're going to go back and hear us say like everything that we've said. We'll be like, we need to take you out.
Liquid Death and BetterHelp.
Ooh. Can we manifest that now? Ooh. Is that not badass as fuck? Let's manifest it. Liquid Death sponsorship and a BetterHelp sponsorship. Because that would be just perfect.
You could really, I mean, it's not good because you already have, but good for you for being able to accept a sugar daddy or a sugar mama.
I would love one. And not like, and I know that I would be good with one because my whole life I've been talking to old people. I'm an only child. I was grew up in like a party household of men and older women around me my whole life.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This is controversial, but I grew up with a family member who I think did love their partner, but I think that a lot of their choices were formed around money. And I watched them live a very, like, not super satisfying life.
Well, you can't make it your life forever. You get the bag and you work with what you got. Like, that's my thing. I'm very like march to the beat of my own drum is why I serve tables now. I could have been done sex work and there's nothing wrong with that. And salute my girls that are doing it because you know what?
They're
way more ahead than me right now.
Yeah, I got two fingers on my forehead and at my pussy.
I'm at this point where I'm just like, I'm willing to do anything. Not like anything where it's gonna risk me or like be unsafe in my well being or
sure.
anyone else in danger.
For money, but
I'm willing. I'm willing to do mm-hmm. anything at this point to like, I have like a little like fire under my ass right now. Like I'm going to continue serving tables and I want to like live this, like I want to be like as normal as possible and like say that I did that. Like I was not a fully transitioned woman and I got a job on paper. Like that's something that I like a lot of trans girls can't do. A lot of people can't get. And just in general, I don't have, I barely have a high school education and I got my GED, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like I have so much that I want to accomplish still and I'm going to do anything to do it. And not saying a sugar daddy or money is going to make me do their determination and willpower will, but
that's right.
I'm saying that like myself, like getting mm-hmm. like, if I do get a good amount of money from somebody and there's a ton of little fucking sugar daddy bait people out here in this area for
you're absolutely
sure
right.
100%
yeah, for sure.
I just need to put myself out there and get the bag and like use it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Like oh my God, imagine like me one day like let's blow $1,000 on the fucking sign and the pot and get a studio and you know what I'm saying, like we could take this, we could rent a place, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying. Like I think that like everything I have, we gotta get there.
Well, you go out there and you,
I am. That's
and
what I'm
you,
saying.
And you ask that D.
But when I used to go like to
and
like
you flirt away.
It's not the best environment, like going to strip clubs, going to afters, going to stuff like that. But you do meet people who do the same goddamn shit you do, mm-hmm. but they're there to get the bag as well. And like people just throw money at you. And I've kind of been thinking about that, like, damn, like I didn't pay for fucking shit when I went out with those people. And like I also like not saying they were good, but they were like they are very like successful mm-hmm. people in their own way. And I was like, you know what? I could just take like $2,000 and put it into just something and have it like, that sound was it blowing up. not me sucking on the bean.
Uh-huh.
Which I've become better at apparently. We're not going to talk about that on here, but I can't even hit this.
Why apparently?
What?
You've gotten better at sucking on the bean, apparently.
Yeah, I had to learn. I was not a pro until like 3 months ago.
Yeah, but
not even saying
scary.
I'm a pro because I don't think I'm a pro. I get tired. I'm like, this is not gonna work.
I know, right?
No, it is.
So tiring.
Because I can suck a dick for a mile long. Like, I'm, like, best dick sucker. Yeah. I know I am. Mm-hmm. I take pride. I have a medal in it. I have a trophy.
The back of my neck is strong.
I got this. Yeah. But eating out somebody...
I'm like, can more I get power a to Gatorade? You. Salute.
Can I get some electrolytes over IV? Here?
Can I get a nap?
I mean, maybe if you like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. And then they're like, oh, I'm not going to come anyway. And you're like, oh, cool.
cool.
So what do we do now?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to use my vibrator later.
That was my best effort. And,
I'm just going to use my vibrator later and not think about you. And I'm like, cool. Love that for me.
Is that a good one? I'm going to grab my vibrator and talk about Puff, or think about Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy, like, and how you get my bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should absolutely go after your bag, no matter what that looks like.
At this point, I've been doing it all wrong. If you're doing it at 4 a.m. and at
afters with your titties out.
I'm literally going
to. And Chad's staring at your ass, trying to open a door. Godspeed, baby girl.
Grab that door handle before you can,
baby. You take that bag and you bring it home, honey. Honey.
I am bringing the honeys home.
Yeah, that's right.
That was funny. I like that joke I just said. I'm going to go use my vibrator and not think about you later.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I really am. You're so cute. That was good. That was so real because I feel that.
Let's go to the open mic down the street. You can use it.
Should we go right now?
Absolutely.
I have another joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
About how my cat ate my Adderall.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
You got Adderall?
I don't know what I got. My cat ate my Adderall and I caught
you
him.
You hide in the Adderall?
I caught him organizing his shit in the litter box.
Of course he did. You
did say I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, left, right, left, right. I'm like, okay. Clear the path for me. So, you know, I'm
gonna learn how to hold a scoop. Learn how to hold
Yeah, he's scooping his own shit. I'm like, well, I'm giving you more of that.
He was actually taking a shit right into the scooper.
He was
like, you know what?
He's I'm gonna skip some steps here. This is for you.
This is Wolf of Wall Street of cat litter, and here we go.
Has anyone ever seen the movie Cats and Dogs? Yes.
No, just the film in our house every day.
That too. There's a movie called Cats and Dogs. It's like an older one. And they like, they all walk around on twos. They're like secret spies of like the cat and dog service. And it's real. They're like real animals in the thing. It's just, oh my God.
They're real animals?
God, I gotta pull it up now.
Stop hitting the table before Marissa no longer wants to work with us.
Marissa, love you.
Miss you.
Miss you. Cats and Dogs. Porn. Movie, bitch. Oh my God. Ooh.
Porn's going to pop up on your sicko phone.
That's going to be disgusting.
How'd your screen shatter?
Here it is. Here the fuck
Cats
it is.
Cats and Dogs. Are you talking about Homeward Bound? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That fucking white dog's like French or something, right?
No, the cat's French. But look at the cat's face. You said the white dog's French.
Oh, did I say dog? My bad. The white cat is French.
How long have we been recording? For like an hour?
38 minutes. Why? Well, how do you not see having
that?
Fun?
No, how do you even see that? Do you see it on the little monitor thing?
Did you want me to pause it?
No. Why would you do that?
Yeah, it's always been on the monitor. What are you talking about?
Kanye West exposes his naked butt on River Taxi in Italy.
And? Out here with a black ass? Hold on, let me see. Like a full moon?
Out here with a black ass.
Oh, dang.
He did that on purpose. He mooned them all in Italy.
Look at all these fucking...
It's like the paparazzi.
Look at all these Karens with their fucking... With their arm fat out.
They're like with their phone.
Fucking no sleeves having. That's bold. His naked butt on River Taxi in Italy. What's he doing on a River Taxi?
I don't know.
You that broke now?
Taking river taxis? He's taking the little canoes.
There's no way this is Kanye West. Somebody's racist.
It's Kanye.
Somebody's got the wrong black guy.
Oh my God.
P. Diddy, is that you?
They're like, Puff!
Puff.
And he just stopped screaming at the mic.
I hate that they blurted it out. Do you think that they're showing it in the actual video?
He literally showed his asshole. He showed his whole hole. The whole hole.
He'd be looking like a professional plumber up in that bitch. What's he doing in Italy? Missing Kim?
So, you know what? Probably yes. She looks amazing, by the way. Kim and North are in Japan. I love Northwest.
Who looks better, Kim or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Period.
Because we love a black queen.
Duh.
And it's a natural black queen. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably a little, whatever. Natural black queen, absolutely. Kim, we know she's got work done. She's gorgeous. She's stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning, like perfect stunning.
10 out of 10 would
10
fuck
10 out
her.
Of 10, anyone would fuck Kim Kardashian.
Period.
And if you don't, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
So I love that, like, North is like her dad. She's just like Kanye. Not like flashing her ass in Italy, but she's like in Japan. She's got like all of her like old, she wears like his old clothes like in the show.
Are North and Blue Ivy friends?
Probably not.
Beyonce probably doesn't like.
Beyonce probably doesn't like the West kids and all that. Like, they're probably like, there's probably like celebrity, like, think about how, like, you know, you're in your neighborhood and stuff, and you're like, I mean, you're not gonna hang out with them, or or you're at a school, like,
yeah,
there's probably like a whole Hollywood, like, that whole elite of Hollywood people, like, I can only imagine how, like, weird their kids are, like, not associating with that parent or that family, and like all through the nannies, because, you know, they're not gonna show up and pick their kids up from school every day, because that would make a frenzy. So they have the nannies do everything.
It's like, how do you be a kid?
They do. They have like great, like, if you see like the whole Kardashian kids, they're very well spoken at like the age of like 2. It's weird. Like, they had like, I heard like Chicago when she was like 3, like, blah, 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 like talking like she was like 16 years
old.
Yeah,
it's because they're mixed babies.
It's, you're right.
Everyone's trying to make it, they're like, oh, we got to keep it
purebred.
They're pure
just like
bread.
Very
gotta
well,
keep it
they're just
bread.
Like, I feel like they like, have like nah, the best, like, you know, education for like,
it's just
kid.
Like dogs, like purebred dogs, you know, they're all fucking
ew,
autistic.
Purebred dogs are disgusting.
Yeah.
Not always, but.
Because you just keep fucking crossing the same genes over and over and over again. So like, eventually you like fucked your dad or something, and then like
had I had a dog that was like slow, a little bit slow.
Oh yeah, what was the dog's name?
Cabo.
Cabo.
My mom and my stepdad got married in Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico, when I was 7.
And then they named the retarded dog Cabo.
And they named stop.
That's why their marriage didn't last.
You're right. They named the dog. It was
don't say what.
It was retarded.
It
was retarded. It was retarded. And that, like, retarded in the bad way, retarded. And not saying it's a dog. Not saying it's bad.
Tells me not to say it. Says it 4 times
but,
in a row.
No, I'm saying it's an actual term, but I'm saying like, right?
Cabo? Yeah, we
know. No, not Cabo.
It's
the,
a location.
The R word.
Yeah. Go ahead.
God, bleep them all out, Marissa. I wasn't trying. I'm not
named
saying it
him
offensively.
Cabo. What did the dog look like?
It was a golden doodle, and that's why I hate. I don't know if you've ever seen what golden doodles look like. They look
it
like
it was a golden doodle, and it had.
They don't look
it was
real.
Autistic.
Have you know what a golden doodle looks like?
I've seen golden.
A golden retriever. Poodle.
We all know what
they're
look,
like.
They
weird
look like.
Looking. They're like weird. They all look weird as fuck.
I feel like if you were a dog, you would look like a golden doodle.
No,
so
bitch,
I don't
I'd be like a I'd
what
be
would
like
you
a,
be like? Tell me now.
If I was a dog.
If you were a dog.
I'd be a poodle for sure. Not a golden doodle. That's some weird. Oh, I probably would be a golden doodle because I'm like already mixed with Mexican.
You're a fucking golden doodle, bitch.
No, my dad's a chihuahua.
You're a white
my dad's
one
like
too.
A chihuahua, and my mom's like.
Wearing a fucking like diamond encrusted.
I'm like, no,
collar.
I think I'd be like a miniature pincher.
In what world?
In my world.
I'm a miniature pincher if I lost 50 pounds.
Oh.
And you
funny.
Know it, bitch.
Yeah, that was, no, it's just funny how you worded
I'm
that
I'm a
joke.
French bulldog. We all know it.
Oh, that's a good one.
I got little legs. I'm really cute.
Miley Cyrus's mom got remarried to the guy.
Who?
The guy from Prison Break.
Who's dad?
Miley Cyrus's mom got remarried from the guy from Prison Break. Who does the fuck dip? Billy Ray, who we don't like, who I don't really like.
I know you don't like him. It's so funny to me.
I think he's like, he
Miley
like,
is popping off. She's about to make some awesome art, and I'm so
new?
Excited about it. Did she already release that song? Her new song? Okay. We need
Dominic
to
Purcell
to
and Tish Cyrus.
Married what him. About them? I don't even know
what is this guy? What
are.
Is he from?
Who?
Her mom's new husband.
Who cares?
Prison Break.
Oh, Prison Break?
He's from Prison Break. All right.
Well, can
something.
We talk about Miley for a second?
Okay, go back. What?
She's releasing some cool stuff.
I know. She's really, she's amazing.
And she's like really diving into her fucking
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. Yeah. And she's like openly talking about it, and she's, you know, what is it called when I was young or I was young once or something?
Yeah,
something like that.
She has a lot of songs. She has another song called "Used to Be Young,"
There
she
it is.
She has this one. No, that's one of them. And then yes, she's another one now called Why We're Young.
She's now putting out like these interview series, these series of interviews and stuff of her talking about it. And I think that's really cool.
It is cool.
She's doing like a little deep dive.
She's like, what I love about Miley Cyrus is
she's monetizing her past.
She's real. She said that she talked about an interview about her and her dad and how her dad, when he rose to fame, is a different is a different emotional experience than when she rose to fame. She came out and they're like, she said, like, to be a star. They made her to be a star her whole life.
Right.
How they got fame, her parents, was like they had to like work to be a star.
Right.
So when she goes in front of a crowd, she says the feeling she gets will never be experienced that her her father had, that like emotional like high or something. I forget what she exactly said, but it's just different. And she just said like she was always meant to like be a star. You know what I'm saying? Like they just like was pushed to do that. And I think she loves it now, but
thank
it was
God.
Interesting to hear how she
could have ended up like another fucking Britney Spears.
You're right, but it's how she accepts it. She's like, this is like I'll never emotionally understand it as of someone who lived a normal life and rose to fame.
Mm-hmm.
She just was born into it, you know what I mean? And then blew up.
Yeah.
And she's so humble and so like, to like, you know, she's probably been through it. Obviously, we've all seen how she like,
her
you know,
godmother's fucking Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Obsessed.
I'm watching The Bachelor right now, and they just had her on there, Dolly Parton.
They did?
They had the girl.
Doing what?
It's in South Carolina, and they had the girl go to, she went to Dollywood. She's a country girl. And mm-hmm. then she was behind the curtain. She was on the stage. They opened up the curtain, and
wait,
Dolly's
this
like,
is The Bachelorette?
Yes, The Bachelorette.
The main girl is a country girl.
Yes, and she went to Dollywood for one of her dates.
My God,
and
girl.
They Dolly. And then,
this is the recent, this is the season happening now.
No, season 8.
Oh. So a long time ago?
I rewatch all the old stuff.
Oh.
You know,
she has a series on Netflix that came out in 2019.
Who? Dolly Parton?
Mm-hmm. It's called Dolly Parton's.
This is perfect. I love this.
Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. I watched every single episode and they're all amazing. And from what I remember, every episode was like about one of her songs. And like.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking good.
I only
watched
good.
The first it's one.
Underrated,
but
in my opinion.
I'm not a country girl, but I do appreciate
maybe
Dolly
in 2024 you'll be a country
flannel swinging
country bumpkin.
You'll never see me on that side. You'll see me.
I think I'll see you on that
if
side.
If I'm in Michigan and I'm like, you know, like we're like Wall Lake or on a boat or something, and like they got some country music playing and we're all drinking beer and it's in the sun and having a good old time, like
then what?
Then I'll appreciate a little bit more.
But anything for
you're
the bag.
Never gonna catch me in the what? November, December, listening to country music, going down the road. Okay, maybe that's
those are country music months.
Vibes, I know.
You ain't never been to a bonfire?
I just like don't. My mom, my dad, like
your dad.
You and my father would get along great. They literally
we're both racist.
Not. Yes. No, actually, my dad's like the opposite of race. Is very not racist.
Oh, really?
Very not racist.
Yeah, he dated black women.
I thought no. We're not gonna get to this. No, maybe, probably.
You're like, that was me.
It was me.
Mm-hmm.
I my dad's like the last from racist. He's very, very like
accepting of all.
Yeah, he is, which is really weird. You would think you wouldn't be.
It's weird that he had a baby with a Karen.
He did. But she's a half Karen. I'll give her that. She's a half a Karen.
And so are you.
I get the
you're
fuck out of
quarter.
Here. Get out of
you're
here.
Quarter.
I'm a quarter,
quarter
Karen.
Karen.
Quarter Karen.
Quarter Karen, bitch.
KMS.
You're a QK.
I'm a cute K.
You're
am
QK.
I a Kardashian K?
Mm.
Not that one. Not that one.
Listen, chill.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
I've accepted my culture. We already talked about this. I got the highlights out of my hair and I dyed it red. And I read that women get manic, they dye their hair red. And it's not
or
like it's red, it's a
burgundy.
Or they shave their head. So you're shaving your head and I'm dyeing it red. So that's, we're really doing great over here at each other's mothers, guys.
It's the year of healing.
That's the episode name right there. The year of healing.
We haven't talked about any healing at all.
How are you?
How are you healing? I said it first.
I'm healing actually.
1, 2, 3. How are you healing?
So I'm healing great. I wasn't.
You think?
See, you think my healing, like, of being
carrying up mini fridges all by yourself?
Am I an angry ass bitch, or am I an angry ass bitch? I carry this heavy ass mini fridge all the way upstairs, full. And took it all back down. How do you think I got all that? Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I am healing. I heal in silence. That's how I realized. I just need like a week or two. I gotta get away from everybody.
You're a lobster.
I'm a lobster. I heal in silence. And then I shed my skin. And then I come out of the woodwork and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, they hide underneath a rock and they shed their...
I did. I'm shedding my shell.
You're shitting and shedding your shell.
Shitting and shedding my shell. And I'm excited for September and October.
I can't wait.
I have a lot going on. I'm very excited.
I can't wait to live in baggy clothes. Yeah. I can't wait to transition.
Me too. Me too.
What are you looking forward to besides Pumpkin Spice?
I'm looking forward. I have a lot of concerts to go to, and I have not like put money towards concerts at all or anything, but I've been a little bit of ahead this month. So I got myself Sexy Red. Sexy fucking Red. If you know who that is, love
her. You are going to get so ratchet at that.
That's going to be literally.
You are going to be so ratchet.
I'm going with
that.
My friend John and Ian, and I'm so excited because they're my like hype girls, and we're going to literally go up in there and we're going to fucking shit up. And that's it's sold out in 10 minutes. I had to buy a resale ticket.
Really?
It did. She's blown up.
And then I'm going to her brown booty hole.
Yes. Coochie pink booty hole brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am going to TV Girl, which is a little bit not as like, it's not as.
It's not as elegant.
No, it's elegant. It's just like very like hipster.
That sounds like, fun. Edgy.
No, it's going to be awesome in Royal Oak. So it's super close in October.
Love that.
I got a friend's wedding coming up. D, who's sitting in right now in the studio audience, she's been watching. Johanna was in New York, was watching the dog because I'm clearly incapable of doing so.
100%. Yes. And that is the most accurate thing you've ever said.
Shut up. I don't take care of dogs. I'll take care of a cat. Cats are perfect, but I can't take care of a dog. I just mumbled. She's like, I got the mail. And then she's like, you got a wedding invitation. And it like the name and the thing was like, I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, wrong address. And I look at it and it's my friends. And I was like, oh, I'm getting older. Everyone's getting married.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Welcome. It's not bad.
I don't think marriage is bad at all. Because I like
my
husband.
No, I wasn't talking about marriage. I was talking about aging.
I think I love it. Until I'm 30.
Lying ass.
When I'm 30, I'm going to cry.
No. When you're 30, you're going
to... I like 6 years. I have 6 years till I'm 30.
God, I would pay money to say that.
Me too.
Oh my God, that's insane. If I had a time machine, and this is how you know I'm old as fuck, saying shit like this, but I would take everything that I know right now and go back and do it so different.
Well, that's what everybody says.
I know that.
Who's in
Everyone
their 30s.
Everyone says it. Everyone says it. But like... What a waste of time and like energy that I put into so many dumb people and so much dumb shit.
Absolutely.
But that's what you're supposed to do when you're.
If you're learning, because everything I've learned now, is a learning lesson. Like, I've
an
realized,
LL baby.
I've been thinking like and reflecting a lot lately on even me like 4 years ago and how I acted into now. I'm not saying I'm the best person ever, but I'm trying to be better, and I can see that like how I used to be like a piece of shit, which everyone can say that they used to be a piece of shit, and if you can't
now you're a whole shit.
Now I'm a whole real shit.
Yes,
now I'm the shit.
Oh well,
right. No, come on, you know what,
you're on your way.
I'm on my way to becoming the shit. And
yes.
That's how like you know you're growing. It's like you're like, okay, let's like reflect on like what we're not gonna do now. And like me getting in this stupid toxic situationship with an ugly little fucker who like broke my heart. And that was not only taught me like on dating, but like not putting eggs in a basket, like expecting more from people that like you're gonna be with, you know. Don't accept bare minimum, don't accept the less, you know, be better. And there's
bitches do be out there being so excited about the bare minimum.
And they do, and I was. Mm-hmm. And I was excited for bare minimum because someone was interested in me. And mm-hmm. that I met, and that we had a good connection for 5 minutes. Like, that's like me growing now and realizing that. Like, as much as it was good when it was good, you have to like remember, like, there's still red flags, and like, you can't sugarcoat everything. And that's mm-hmm. what I did. Like, I'm a type of person. I accept everybody. I'm judgmental. If you give me a reason to fucking judge you, mm-hmm. but a majority of the time, I'm not even judging you. I'm like the most accepting person. Like, I'm very, very accepting of everybody. If you meet me in person or in public, if you're listening, I get along with everybody. Mm-hmm. So for me to like sit back and like reflect on what a piece of fucking shit you are,
right?
We're growing. And I can't accept, but what I was saying is I can't accept is like how I accept people and their flaws and like just in general and like life. I can't accept that in my relationships. You know, I'm saying like, mm-hmm. I can accept it when I meet somebody because I don't know them and I'm not trying to get to know you like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if I do, I can't accept bullshit anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have to like meet at a common ground.
Sure. You have 6 years till 30. You're going to figure it out. You'll be just fine.
Stresses me out.
You're doing great. You're on your way.
I'm getting there. I'm at my first step. I think I have like 10 steps.
Yeah, you're like 12 years old. You should be at your first step.
I'm on my first step. No, I'm like my second step. I'm gonna give myself my second step. I've transitioned.
Okay,
I moved out of my house. So yeah. I'm on my second step.
You have like one toe.
I'm on one toe in the water, my pinky toe deep. I think to get mm-hmm. the whole foot in there.
Ooh. We're going to need some lube.
We're going to need some lube and a lot of force.
Yeah.
And the only person who can do that is me. So
amen, sister girl. We're going to end on that. That was great.
Oh, we're going to end on that. Okay.
Yeah, I loved it. Your little Cinderella with the lube.
Can we go to sneakers?
Ugh, bitch. So you're trying to get me to commit crimes.
I want a chicken tender basket.
I am.
Can you come with me?
56 years old.
I'll buy you a chicken tender basket.
Oh,
I'm so glad you ate so much food. I'm an anorexic bitch in a cave, so I'm going to go eat some
chicken.
With
a great ass, honey. Is that your fucking, is that your diet? Is that your little secret?
Well, I realized that I don't
eat for 5 days. And
I
then
don't, and I eat, and I binge
every
eat.
Every Monday night, I have a chicken tender basket from Sneakers.
So I used to have a really bad eating disorder, like really bad. Like I was like,
prove
eight,
it.
When I was like 18. No, the only time I knew it was bad is when I like looked back at old photos of me and my ex-boyfriend when I lived in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember how he was very tall and skinny. And like, not that I wanted to be tall and skinny, but I am. Like, I was like really tall. I was like really skinny. Mm-hmm. Like I saw my legs and I was like, damn, that's when I had like no ass. That's when like a small was like loose on me. And I didn't know until like now I'm like a little bit healthier. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but I still struggle like even trying to like be a woman and like maintain my figure. And I do like my body and I appreciate mm-hmm. it now. And I like being a little bit more like thick and having a nice ass and legs mm-hmm. and whatever. But sometimes I'm like, damn, I look like a man. And that's just what it is. And I have my moments where I'm like, I don't want to eat because I'm looking more like a fucking man. And you wonder why I could cure that mini fridge up here. Give me 2 pastaronis and I'm going to do anything. It's just like I feel like I have to not eat sometimes to maintain a figure, or I'll go to the bar, I'll get like a chicken tender basket and that's my meal for the day. Or then I don't eat for a while. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't smoke, like I stopped smoking when I like in July, I stopped smoking mm-hmm. for like 2 weeks. I was mm-hmm. like, I didn't eat fucking for 5 days in a row and I was like, I feel great. Water, liquid diet, coffee, I was shitting every day. Like I was mm-hmm. just like on my best time.
I'm going to tell you something right now. What? You are right on time. You are doing everything perfectly fine. You're 23 years old. You should be eating a chicken tender basket every 4 days and living off wine.
Living off wine.
Fucking cheers to that.
Cheers. Whitaker clink.
Also, I'm really mad at your gender dysphoria.
Okay, well, you tell Miss Gender Dysphoria.
I'm going to have a conversation with GD.
You go talk to her and you tell her to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to kick it to the curb.
And unfortunately, as much as everyone's like, money's not going to fix your problems. In
the
my case,
fuck it doesn't, fuck it, bro.
No, but in my case, it's going to.
I hate when people say that shit.
No, but listen. It's not going to fix my eternal problems or how I treat people. Fixed for me.
Ask me about my depression when I'm sitting on a yacht.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say non-existent.
Non-existent. Because guess what? You're on a yacht. But when I get like...
Ask me about my daddy issues when I'm on a private jet. When I
can get full body laser and I can get my boobs done.
I'm
going to
be like, daddy, I don't even know him.
My confidence is going to be on a... I'm already confident now. Imagine like when I have all that and I feel so much better and like more like in tune to who I am. Like, I feel like what I look like on the outside is not how I feel on the inside.
What are you doing
always.
First? Nose, lips?
My boobs, for sure.
Boobs all day?
I'm getting full laser, and I'm getting my boobs done immediately after. I have a...
C-cup?
They have a thing on Etsy. They have this little jar. I'm going to buy it. It says, like, boob job jar, and you just put the money in it so you can save for your
you
boob
should
job.
Do that. While you're living here, you should save for a
I
boob
I have to
job.
Save for... Actually, not even...
Are you going to get a coochie?
I rather... Yes.
You are?
I think I want one,
You should get one.
I want a coochie. No, I do.
Oh, my God.
My
I'm
going to
throw you a coochie party.
On my life, I don't even know why I'd follow this girl, and me and her have a lot of mutuals, which is really weird, just like the trans community. She got her coochie done in San Francisco, and she looks great.
That
boobs, everything.
San Francisco everything. Coochie?
Yeah, like she got the whole works done in like a year and a half, and like that's what I want to do. Like, as much as I don't want a coochie sometimes, and when I go back on estrogen and like do my thing, like, I'm not gonna have a functional penis. So it's like, there's just like no
Might
point.
As well.
There's no point of like not having an orgasm with the penis, but then getting for the rest of my life. Okay, I probably will once in a while, but not as much as I would like.
Right.
And when I get a pussy and I am on estrogen, I can still, it's a very 50-50 if you'll like, can get an orgasm, but majority of the time you can. And it's better than what you think. It's like 10 times better, the sensation. So
who are you telling? I own a pussy.
I know. So I'm just saying that like
my shit feels like ocean waves. Your shit feels like a puddle.
At that point, might as well just like do it. Because I do want one at the end of the day. I do want to be like a full woman, like a fully like transitioned woman. I wanna like have kids, possibly, maybe when I'm like after I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't, like, if I don't get a pussy or a vagina, then I'm not going to, like kill myself. Sorry, KMS.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, literally, I always think about that. Like, if I don't complete my transition, I probably, like, don't want to, like, be here anymore. Because, like, that's just, like...
That's the note you're going to end this episode on?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But that's my thing. Like, I have to do it. Like, I have
you're
to complete
gonna
it.
You're going to do it.
Like, I have to complete it. If I don't, like, I'm, like... Ooh. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to.
She said, just do it. End your life.
I have no choice but to get my boob job and get like, and that's what sucks.
You're going
to
do it. We're going to have a can drive and we're going to do a car wash.
No, you're right. We should. Versella's boobs car wash.
We're going to do a GoFundMe.
Oh, no. I always feel weird doing those. I've never done one before, but I always said like it works.
Like we just said 5 seconds ago, the world's going to be underwater in about 15 minutes.
You're right.
So
I have
no
time.
Might as well start the GoFundMe.
But that's what's sad is that like, that's what sucks is that I have to get money.
Oh, you're going
to
be a full woman for the apocalypse. That's going to be so cute.
And that would be
you're
hot.
Not
going
to be able to run from the zombies.
Well, I can't lift my arms.
You can't lift your arms.
But that's what sucks is that I have to like literally like, my completion is being like to live the life that I like know that I want to live is like completing my like self plastic surgery wise, which is so weird to me because like I'm so happy and content with who I am now, but knowing what I want and where I want to be in the future, I'm not going to be able to do this forever. So like I have to like go get some work done. Like I have to be more passing as a woman. Like I have to like complete the list.
Stop hitting the fucking table.
Sorry, I have to complete
before I vote for Trump.
Whatever, vote or
you'll
vote
never
for
transition.
Trump. You already voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. I am. Oh my God. And you'll never transition. I got time.
Not much time, honey. He's going to win. He's going to win November 2024.
No, he's not.
I'm
going to
start that GoFundMe tomorrow.
For Trump or for me? On that note, goodbye.
For both y'all. Both your transitions.
If you're still listening to our podcast.
They're not. really fucking. They turned it off when you were like, sometimes I think I look like a man.
I don't. It's real. It's real.
I know it
it's
is.
It's so real. And if people don't like,
baby girl,
you understand, you're not going to understand. Because why would you understand? If you're listening, you're not trans. Because you're not going to understand. But if you are, you'll understand. So...
this has been Stella's therapy session.
Yeah, that's why. Why did I talk about me the whole time?
Oh, have you not met you?
I'm an Aries for sure. Aren't we the same, D?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we really are. We're both like, blah, 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 blah. We're like, be out here like, yeah.
You're both but almost
that's why
women.
I love her. I love that. I love We're you. Almost women.
I love you.
I love you. You know
that's
what I love
been
more?
Our episode.
I love our supporters more than anything. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Them.
All two of them. I can count them on my hands. I think we lost a couple of them. One of them that we used it like our super fan. That sent in the note for your dog when Ruka died and everything.
Colorado.
What happened to you, Colorado? We're thinking of you.
Where are you, Colorado? We missed you.
If you're listening, leave a voicemail and let us know. No, she's not. I think she turned us in. To be real, she's like, these bitches are weird. Wait, that was a man? She's like, oh my God. Oh, that was a woman? Okay.
Yeah, we fell off.
Cheers to that. Cheers to you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Get younger, get hotter, be sexier, live your life better, end 2023 being a better year.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, no, I am. Okay.
If you are in the Detroit area, this is going to be dropping on the day that I am performing at a theater in Windsor. The information will be on my bio. I'll be updating all my link trays. And your girl's going to go back to work, believe it or not. All right. Love ya. You can find me at Johanna Madronda, at Johanna.Madronda on Instagram.
You can find me at Pornhub.com. Just kidding.
Find me on the corner.
Dot Stella. Instagram, Michelle Harris Miller's podcast. Thank you for listening. Love you, bitches. Bye.
How do you feel?
Well, I need to go get chicken in her basket right now.